This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. February is the month of Valentine's and is a great time to celebrate the people that matter to you. I'm joined today by Ken Reid, presenter of The Mixtape, a show which began from a lovely tradition that he has, to talk all about the way he expresses love for the people in his life. Hi Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, thanks very much for inviting me along.
So can you remind us how The Mixtape began?
Yeah, Mixtape started a long time ago. I wanted to give something to very personal to friends at Christmas, and I decided to put together a CD of tracks with a common theme and pass it around, make a copy of it and share it. That was back in the day when we used to use CDs. It developed from that I moved into streaming and do a playlist on a streaming service. But as well as doing sort of a once a year Christmas one, I started to do it to celebrate people's special birthdays and think of a theme that was really relevant to their lives and give them a CD or a playlist that was designed just for them, that reflected the things that have mattered in their life. So yeah, absolutely, The Mixtape came out of that whole idea of these kind of compilations that I was making, and it's lovely to share it with people now.
And do you think that making The Mixtapes has helped strengthen your bonds with people?
I think it absolutely. I think it's been really helpful to people. It's been appreciated by people that they see the time it takes to put that together, to think about them in that way, and it's a very personal, very special sort of gift to be able to give to people. So yeah, I'm sure they've valued it, and it has a pride of place on their CD shelf.
And what are some of the ways that friends you've made mixtapes for have expressed love back to you? Have you ever had a mixtape in return?
No, I've never had a mixtape back from one of my friends, but they give me ideas. That's always good. And I think they realise I do it better than they do. I guess I've had more practice. There's lots of other ways that you can show appreciation to people. And my friends are all aware that I thoroughly enjoy going walking. I used to go running, I go cycling. And as a statutory part of all of them is eating cake. Making sure that I have access to cake is a thing that people look after me for a lot. And if I don't make my own, then they make sure I get they present me with something. So cake has become a big part of that sharing experience as well.
That sounds delicious and lovely.
It means I have to keep walking and cycling. Not just because it means I get the cake, but it also means I burn it as well.
And with these long-term friendships and relationships, what are some of the ways, alongside cakes and music, that you have helped keep those connections going around life changes and distance and all of those things?
I think is just always being there for people and realizing that we are all people first and foremost, and think of the person. And in everything that you do, it's all about how's that person going to feel about it. So it's, you know, sometimes relationships can be very transactional, and it's just, you know, I need to speak to somebody to do something. But actually, it's sometimes good to speak to somebody just because they're there. And I wouldn't like to say I'm good at it, but I make an effort and just try and keep in touch with people and be there and talk to them. And being blind, that can be quite challenging. It's one of the hard parts of being blind is, you know, I don't see somebody walking down the street and jump across the road to go and talk to them. Or indeed, I don't notice them jumping across the road to not talk to me. Yeah, it takes a little bit more effort as a blind person to make that contact and keep in touch with people. But yeah, it's great to do it. And I've got friends that go back 40 plus years, and we just make that effort to keep in touch with each other.
And you also have a long-term partner, Hilda. How long have you been together?
Very nearly 14 years, Hilda and I have been together. And when we met 14 years ago, we didn't know each other at all. And we were meeting in Waverley Station in Edinburgh and going to go for a walk to chat and see if we get to know each other a bit better. She knew I was blind because I had a cane. And so she just took my hand because she didn't know how to guide properly. She didn't say, take my arm. She just took my hand and off we walked. And 14 years later, we still take each other's hands whenever we go walking. It's very practical for me as a blind person to have somebody doing that, but it's also very nice to be in touch with each other all the time.
And what are some of the ways that you keep your connection going over time?
Well, we do mark dates. We're very... That date when Hilda took my hand in Waverley Station was April the 27th. So every April the 27th, we mark it. But actually, we mark the 27th of every month. We call it our Lunaversary, and we become loonies for a day.
That sounds beautiful. And if people want to listen to your show, The Mixtape, then when and how can they tune in?
The Mixtape, which will cover different themes each week, including themes of romance and content with a romantic element to it, will be on RNIB Connect Radio on a Monday evening at 8 p.m. and repeated on a Sunday lunchtime at 1 p.m. Also available on the RNIB Connect Radio website for people who want to listen to it anytime in between.
Well, thank you so much, Ken Reid, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.